Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What we also don't talk enough about is the fact that 35,000, mainly women and children, that are Palestinians have been murdered. What we also don't talk about, I think, enough is that for some reason, the discussion of against Israel's policies, which the UN has called war crimes, which the International Criminal Court is investigating as war crimes. What we don't say is these are people, these are civilians, and we must protect them.
So Sunny Hostin there talking about the 30,000 Palestinians that have been killed, war crimes by Israel. It almost seems unfair to ask Jim Carafano that question when I'm sourcing The View to get a perspective on what's happening in the Middle East. But this is one that is definitely being articulated from college campus to college campus to college campus across the country right now. And the idea that somehow Israel is the aggressor in this situation is worthy of the protests that we are seeing, all in the name of the First Amendment. So let's ask Jim Carafano about that, the senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here. A lot going on across the country on these college campuses, kind of reflecting what Sunny Hostin, of all people, is saying, trying to push back against war crimes by Israel.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's not legitimate. It is not a fair characterization of the Israelis who were attacked and who had innocents intentionally killed and who are defending themselves. So creating this narrative that somehow Hamas and the Palestinians are the innocent victims here is just a lie. The other thing I would say is it's absolutely not kind of impinging on somebody's First Amendment rights. If you look at many of these activities, they're not protected First Amendment rights in any way, shape, or form. When a Jewish student tries to walk on campus and somebody pushes them and doesn't allow them to step on campus, first of all, that's an assault.
Right.
That person just actually committed an assault. If they did that in the subway and shoved somebody like that, they could be arrested and put in jail. The destruction of property, illegal assault, these are crimes. They're not First Amendment. You don't have a First Amendment right to commit crimes. So I think that's nonsense. And somehow this is impinging on the First Amendment. And then finally, look, this is not the civil rights movement. This isn't even the anti-war movement. This is just the latest iteration of Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, Antifa. These are well-funded, ideologically driven and supported activities by both domestic and foreign agents, which are putting people on the streets. I mean, we have people like looking at cell phone data, which, by the way, it's not a big deal. Anybody can buy cell phone data.
Right.
You know, where's the cell phone, right? You look at the cell phone data, as they unpack that, what are you finding? Most of the people running into these universities, they are not students and they are not faculty. They're basically professional crisis actors being organized and sent to the scene. So this is part of a systematic campaign of organized political violence that we have seen now for since Black Lives Matter. And this is just the latest weaponization of that. Tomorrow it'll be something else. So that defense of what's going on in American campuses is literally indefensible.
Is that defense, maybe from Sunny Hostin and the likes of her and other people who are in the agenda-driven media, is that ignorant or is it nefarious in your eyes?
Well, I think there's two things going on here. One is the root campaign and organizational activities are absolutely as much as the Communist Party in Moscow was behind the American Communist Party, that it's a systematically driven process, absolutely true. Then literally you have the lemmings of the world. And these are people that just look at their talking points and they accept them as a matter of faith, a dogma. And you know, I just got back from a number of different European cities. And I was trying to describe the different kinds of populism, you know, because everybody attacks European populists or American populists. I said, but, you know, 20th century populism, which is essentially what modern progressive liberal thought is people I'm popular, I will tell you what to think and how to do stuff. Conservative populism, modern populism is people saying, look, we want government officials to do what we think is important. And this is the difference between the left and the right. The left is about orthodoxy. It's about you must have like the Borg, you must have a common viewpoint. Conservatives are about, no, we want to debate and argue, and we want to push for what we think is right. These people are not going to the street because they had some kind of long, you know, intellectual process of argument and debate that said, oh, yeah, you know. These people go to the street because they were told that it was the right politically correct thing to do. And if you want the easiest job in the world, just be on The View. All you literally have to do is get on there and spout the common progressive, you know, dogma nonsense.
Yeah.
And you get paid. I mean, maybe I'll sign up for that job.
Oh, I would pay to see that. I would pay to watch Jim Carafano on The View. What the goal of these protesters, you know, you're talking about people who are part of the protest industry, which is alive and well in America right now.
Right.
Is the goal chaos and disruption? Is the goal actually a two-state solution or a from the river to the sea one-state solution, which is certainly would be pro-Palestinian and pro-Hamas? What are these people after?
Destroying the United States of America, turning it into a different country that literally is governed by a Marxist-Leninist political ideology with a few people having power over the rest of us. Israel is just a road bump to the destruction of the American political system. I mean, I know that sounds like a tinfoil hat, but when you unpack it, that's essentially what we have here. I mean, why the heck are people advocating for terrorists and rapists and murderers? Because it's an opportunity to bring down the American system of government. I mean, when these people are in the streets shouting death to America and we need an intifada in America, like, you should take them at their word that that's what they really mean.
I mean, you kind of said tinfoil hat thing. I mean, it's big. What you're saying is big and evil and dark. Are they getting close? Do you fear that they're brushing up against some sort of success in doing so?
I think what we have here is kind of the third iteration of stupid, right? So first one was really kind of DEI, ESG, CRT, 27 genders. You know, parents don't have any right to educate their children. You know, children should, you know, transition and their medical practice should be, you know, experiences should be kept from their parents. That's what got Glenn Youngkin elected governor in Virginia. So I think that's the first thing where people just said, whoa, 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 time out here, you know. Where the Riley Gaines of the world, you know, became popular for Riley Gaines became famous for saying that women should participate in women's sports and men should participate in men's sports. Yeah. You know, 10 years ago, that wouldn't get you 5 seconds on ESPN, but today you're a cause celeb. So, I mean, that's the first thing with a woke war where they overstepped. The second one was energy, right? Where literally you should love high gas prices and everybody should want an electric car that they're never going to afford. So people have realized that the whole green thing is a scam. This is the third scam that we've been presented, right? And that, you know, American universities are places where kids go to get educated, and they're not institutions that are designed to destroy America. People are fed up with that. And I do think there's going to be a huge backlash. And you know, and it's going to come in two ways, really, in interesting combinations. And again, not political. I don't do politics. But one is people, the 50% of America that are like you and I, that says, what the hell is this nonsense? Okay, we're just not going to stand for it anymore, right? Then there's the percentage of America, and again, this isn't a political, because I'm not a political person, but just doing analysis here, that realize that this stuff is absolute nonsense, but they can't not be politically correct. So what they're going to quietly do is, you know, vote for Donald Trump and Republicans, but they're not going to tell their friends at the tenant, I didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to have the secret conversion of people that are going to vote. They're going to vote against all this stuff, but they're not publicly going to admit that they're voting against it. And then you're going to have this really interesting group of people, because this is just American politics. There are populations that the Democratic Party thought they owned, the black vote, the Hispanic vote. Right? Doesn't matter what we do, you guys have to vote for us because you can't vote for the other guys. Right? And then this is not them. This kind of anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist thing, this is a politically driven group in the Democratic Party that isn't just a vote you take for granted. So you could well see this group sit on their hands to punish the Democratic Party for not being radical enough. So, like, we're going to force you to lose the election for president so you learn who the real masters of the Democratic Party are. So all these forces could be at play because of this firestorm that's erupted. To me, the real question is how long does this go on? Because it's the end of the semester.
Yeah.
Are people really going to want to hang around campus and protest?
Not the students.
Or are they, you know, or are they going to go home for the summer? I don't know.
Yeah.
So but the thing is, whether it dies out in the next few weeks or not, the practice of organized political violence is here to stay. We will see it at the conventions. We will see it in the election. We will see it after the election. And we'll see it until people really start to crack down and take the networks behind it apart. This is not 1968. First of all, you know, we had a civil rights movement, which was bottom up, people angry about how they were being treated in America. We had an anti-war movement, which was largely driven by a bunch of people that didn't want to get drafted. I mean, if you look at it, the bottom falls out of the anti-war movement as soon as we end the draft. I mean, 68 is the high watermark of the anti-war movement, but the draft's over, and then we don't even leave Vietnam until 1975. So this is not them. This is a well-funded, well-organized, politically driven campaign from the top down.
Jim Carafano, one last question before we let you go. Like, listening to I think you gave us three scams, essentially, that we have been forced to participate in and then reject. Are you saying that the strong, strong push for all of this energy efficiency and get rid of your gas stoves and ceiling fans and whatever else they could get their hands on, and the push to be more inclusive and care about more people, are you saying that those initiatives aren't actually for what they are saying they are on the surface level, that it's for something greater and potentially even evil that they might be able to access?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, all you have to do is look at the language. Social justice. Okay, so you're anti-Semitic, you're anti-Zionist, and you're racist. And you're the reason you're those things is because you believe in social justice? Mm. Like, green transition. There is no green transition. All there is higher gas prices. I mean, so... I mean, it's literally propaganda on its face, and it is about political control. If you think about this, think of the magic of this power. Literally, if you could go to somebody and say, you have to stand on your head because it's good for climate change, and they do that, what kind of power is in your hands?
Yeah.
The ability to make the ludicrous literally a command, and people not only not object to doing it, but essentially attack anybody that would stop them from doing it. I mean, who wouldn't want that kind of power?
It's my
ex-wife, she'd love it.
Oh, man. Jim, I always love speaking with you and could always speak for much, much, much more time. Thank you for being with us today. Look forward to having you back next week.
Great being with you. Bye.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.